Good afternoon. It is that time again. It is time for Living the Good Life right here on TantalkNetwork.com. And Living the Good Life is a show that we have from our ministry, Beacon of Hope Ministries Incorporated. And now in our 18th year, been doing this show 12 years. Hard to believe that, Dr. Angel. Dr. Angel's in the studio with me today, and Betty will be calling in shortly.
Yes, I am. You believe it's here. I cannot believe it's been that much time. You're right.
12 years for this show. And for our Thursday night show, yours and mine, Go Yard, I want you to mention that. That is in its fifth year. Hard to also believe.
Time flies when you're having
fun. Doesn't it?
Yes,
oh, my gosh. So what do we do on Thursday nights at 6:30 p.m. or 6 p.m.? I'm sorry, 6:06 p.m. I'm going to get it right here any minute now. 6:06 p.m., Dr. Angel Falzoni and I. Go ahead.
And with your alter ego, Mama Mac.
That's right.
We have Go Yard, which is a life coach and radio show. And it's just about giving our listeners practical tools to help them get through the bumps and grinds of life.
Amen. And we all need some practical tools, don't we? So it's kind of life coaching. We do a lot of interesting shows and a lot of interesting series that can be found on our website, goyard2014.org. And give us an example of some things and some series that we've done. And did you turn on the air conditioning?
I did turn it on.
You're so sweet.
We just finished up our developing series where we were talking about developing things like peace and developing all kinds of great things in our life to help us get through and thrive, not just survive. And
right.
We've done shows on parenting and relationships and fighting fair and all kinds of stuff, mental health. Like, there's not a stone unturned, I don't think, at this point.
Right.
But we keep finding them.
We've got a new series starting this week, and it's called Exposing the Truth. And it is about mental health and emotional stability, don't you think, Doctor?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know, but I'm pretty excited. Do we have Betty Thomas on the line, please?
Yes. Good afternoon, ladies.
Oh, you sweet thing. Betty Thomas is one of my very, very dear friends and ours too of the ministry, but also me personally, having been your pastor in Indiana, these many years ago, Betty.
Yes, ma'am. A few decades, maybe three.
Yeah.
30 years ago. Probably coming up on that. But it's been a heavenly ride, you know, being able to walk beside you and, you know, praying for you and, you know, girding you with, you know, through the power of the Holy Spirit through prayer, because the miles do separate us now. And I really enjoy being the hands and feet and the mouth, especially on the radio.
Right.
For Christ. It's a pleasure to serve actually with both of you. I adore Dr. Angel Falzoni. I love her with all my heart. The healed one.
That's right.
And so, you know, like I say, again, it's a joy to be able to have sisters in Christ who, you know, even though the miles separate us, we're still joined. In the spirit.
We are. And sometimes the miles separate us, and sometimes the friend flies down from Michigan. Did you know that, Dr. Angel? You do know it, don't you?
I do. I heard rumors.
Yes, you heard rumors. And what were those rumors?
I heard that Miss Betty is going to be here live and in person soon.
Yes. And I've got to look at the radio schedule and make sure. We'll have to rearrange things so that you can be on live that day that you are here in February. She's arriving February 4th and staying till like the 13th, and that is so cool, Betty Thomas.
It is. It's going to be a refreshing new awakening. I feel it in my spirit for people in your geographical area and across the United States. We had a good service here in Michigan today, and it has revived me spiritually.
Praise God.
You know, to bring the word of God to everyone who wants to hear it and who wants to receive
it. Amen.
And it's available to all of us, and that there's healing coming, there's restorations coming.
Yes.
There's financial miracles coming.
Yes.
I mean, I can preach today. but it's, you know, we've got, you know, we've got the Lord's business to go about today, but it's, I mean, it's amazing what God's going to be doing in 2019.
It is, and that's kind of the same vein we were on at Beacon in our service this morning, right, Angel? Of these new things that are coming and how glorious it's going to be. We are anticipating some mighty moves of God on our radio shows in 2019, including this one to close out 2018. And it's just a joy to be able to be on the radio every week, but also to have our Sunday service and to have our Thursday night show and all the things that Beacon does and as an outreach. And it's a joy. So with that said, Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. I like to throw that in. And but mainly servant of the living God. There you go.
True,
right.
And that's the most important.
And it is. Betty Thomas up there, our prayer guru. You, Pastor Jim and Shell, get those prayer requests sent out. We encourage our audience, wherever you are around the globe, to send in prayer requests to bohmglobal.com. Well, it's prayers at bohmglobal.com. And we'll talk more about that in a little while. So let's start with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day, for the great day we've already had, that Betty's had in Michigan, that we have had here in Clearwater, Florida. We thank you, Lord, for the service we had this morning. We thank you for the show before we ever see what you're going to do in this 2 hours. And it is a joy and it is a pleasure to be able to share your word. It is our calling. It is our desire to be instruments for your glory today, to be used of you in a mighty way. And Lord, we know we're beginning a new adventure, and we do that today with the new series. We do that as we each turn this corner into a new year. And thank you, Lord, for all your blessings in advance. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. And we're going to start with a song that actually Betty and her daughter Megan introduced me to a few years back by Stephen Curtis Chapman. I had never heard this song until they came down here and introduced it to me. A Great Adventure, The Great Adventure.
Saddle up your horses. Time around.
there's a trail to blaze, folks. And we're excited about that and ready to blaze this trail starting into this new year. As we turn the corner into 2019 here in a day or so, day plus, Angel, what does it do to you to know that here we are, there's a year behind us, and you've had a very difficult year, haven't you? And feel free to comment on that if you like, because you really have gone through an awful lot with chemo for several months and all the stuff that you've been through. You ready for a new year?
Oh, I am very ready for a new year. Yes. I am ready to leave this behind and keep going forward.
Has God sustained you through this year?
He has absolutely sustained me every step of the way. On days I didn't know if I could put my feet on the floor and keep going, He gave me the strength.
So I'm going to go to you, Betty, on that testimony from Dr. Angel. And you and your husband, Joe, had a big life change this year. And it's been kind of difficult at a lot of points in this venture, correct?
Yes, ma'am. It started many months ago when the Lord said to told me, he says, you've got to let it go.
And yeah.
I didn't really quite know what that meant. I thought, well, maybe it was, you know, letting go of some ill feelings and so forth. But it meant it still hurt at times. But I had to let go of some things that I think I thought were idols that I looked at more so than I did God. I put them first.
Wow.
And by being able to let go of those things that I treasured, and I still do, I love them with all my heart, is my animals.
Right.
He moved me into a new territory. He moved
yes.
me into a new dimension, being I'm a nanny Mimi. Is I get to watch my grandkids.
Yeah.
And it's been a tough 2018.
Yeah.
So to speak. But you know what? God, you know, what we think is impossible is possible with God.
Right.
Because all things are possible through Him. And it's been a tough year for, I think, a lot of people. And I think that, you know, in 2019, when we keep our focus on God,
right.
That if we are keen in the spirit, that 2019 will be a better year than we've had for a long, long, long time. Because, again, God is our fortress. He's our deliverer. He's our Holy Spirit's our comforter.
Yes.
So as long as we keep our eyes on Him, it's going to be a great year.
Well, that is very well said from both of you. And one of the thoughts that I really wanted to bring out today did not actually materialize in my sermon this morning. So this is where I want to start this new series. The new series is entitled Promised Land. This is the place where we are headed, not only spiritually, but also emotionally, laying down the old things of the past that are keeping us all bound up. And I want to start by talking today about what Satan expects us to be in this new year. Okay, I intended to do that this morning, but it didn't go that way. And so we just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Satan expects you in this new year to be full of fear. Did you know that? Because things happen. And sometimes we're afraid of what might happen before anything even actually does happen. Right? Satan expects you and wants you to be wandering aimlessly around through life. With no real direction, no real purpose. You guys are going to have an opportunity to comment on these things in just a moment, because I've written down five that I think are huge here. First one is Satan expects you to be fearful. Second one, Satan expects you to wander around aimlessly through life with no real direction, no purpose. Third one, Satan expects you to have problems with your finances. He wants you to have problems with your finances so that you are constantly having to figure out or worry or be concerned about how you're going to pay this bill or that bill. Satan loves that because that keeps you in a state of restlessness and chaos. The fourth one that I wrote down is Satan expects you to be easily discouraged. I think that's pretty common too. That he wants you to, like, something doesn't go right, you just get discouraged and want to give up. And the fifth one I wrote down as I was preparing this week is Satan expects you to be full of weakness. Weakness. Weakness physically, emotionally, mentally. I'm going to go through those five again, and then I'm going to talk, see what Betty and Angel have to say about these, because this is a perfect introduction to this series on Promised Land, because God wants just the opposite of this for every one of us in all five areas. And I know there's other areas. These are the five that I felt very strongly about this week. Satan expects you to be fearful. He expects you to wander aimlessly through life. He expects you to have problems with your finances, maybe your job. He wants you to be discouraged easily, and he wants you to be weak, just to feel weak spiritually, physically, mentally. Dr. Angel, kick that off for us.
Well, I think you really hit the nail on the head, because, you know, our bodies are body, soul, and spirit. And
right.
In any part, if we feel weak spiritually or physically, it affects us in all our other realms of our body. So it doesn't matter where that weakness is coming in.
Right.
If that weakness is coming in, it's going to impact us. It's going to hold us back. It's going to chain us down. It's going to make us feel defeated. It's going to make us feel less than it. You know, it takes so much from us, and we keep giving it and feeding those things instead of the things that God tells us who we are, and standing on that.
And we're going to talk about the positive antidotes to these things in a few minutes. But let's just take that first one, because you started with number five. So that's fine with me. Betty, this weakness thing, the devil wants us to be weak spiritually, physically, emotionally, doesn't he?
Well, that he tries.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why he does that is because our flesh is weak. And we have to be so in tune with the Holy Spirit that we have the instruments, we have the words, that we have the Word of God in us.
Right.
And one of the things that he's going to throw at us is fear.
Yes.
And he works in our mind, especially with distractions and discouragement. I mean, all of the five things that you've talked about is that once we realize who we are in Christ, that we realize that the power that lives in us, that we can overcome that fear, that, you know, we have to say no to the flesh and yes to the spirit. And to understand that is to know the Word of God inside and out.
Yes.
You know, memorization of scriptures or whatever. But
the word
of God is, and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit are so prevalent, needs to be prevalent today in our lives, especially in 2019, because God's coming back, people.
Amen.
And Satan's going to do everything he can to throw those five things that you mentioned at us. Not maybe just once a month, but he's going to do it maybe daily
for
some of us. Some of us who will recognize it more readily than others, is that you have to refuse it. You have to
understand
you have that power to rebuke that fear
and
to get rid of it and have it replaced with peace and joy, happiness.
Amen.
And, I mean, it could preach right there. All by itself.
Well, it can, because that is the essence of Promised Land. Okay, Promised Land is where we are taking territory against what the enemy throws at us and wants for us. So if the enemy wants you to be fearful, we got to take back that territory, and we have got to be strong and courageous, which we're going to talk about today. The enemy wants you wandering around aimlessly in this life, not really go to church once in a while, or occasionally you pick up your Bible three times a year or something like that. And you really don't have a real purpose spiritually or a real focus. You're just wandering around aimlessly. Angel, I think the devil loves people to be just wandering around, just like confused about what their life is all about. You hear him say, well, what's life all about anyway? Well, it's about a purpose.
You know, it's funny that this is probably a top topic in therapy.
It is, isn't
you know,
it?
Yes.
What you know that, being a
purpose?
PhD.
What should I
right.
do?
Yes,
Where,
yes.
You know, all those, you know, existential kind of questions we have. But, you know, in the practical of it, you're right. We can, when you don't feel like it, we can choose not to do something when we don't have a purpose.
Right.
We don't have a direction.
Right.
You know, it's just like going through all this chemo and being as sick as I was. I did not allow myself to get stuck in not making church. As miserable as I felt.
You came every single Sunday.
I was there. I might not have looked good, but I was there because to me, it was my taking a strength against something I knew that the devil, if he would have taken
then
he would have had a bigger foothold in that war that I was in. And I couldn't give it up, no matter how bad. You know, and that's when we aren't wandering aimlessly, when we are committed. And sometimes it's just a commitment. It doesn't have to be this existential, I know everything of who I am and why I'm on earth.
No.
But I know I belong in church. I know God loves me. And I'm going to start there.
There you go. That's exactly very well said. And so often people are wandering aimlessly because they don't have the spiritual anchor. They don't have that relationship with Almighty God, Jesus being the rock, our anchor. And when you don't have that, you don't even know what you're missing, right? You know, something's not quite there. Connie Farmer always used to say that we all have a spiritual void, a big vacant place in us that can only be filled by Almighty God. And I so agree with that. We have been made by Him. So there's a place in us that He has to occupy for us to be totally fulfilled. Do you know what I'm saying, Angel? And then we'll go
to
Betty.
Absolutely. And so instead of, you know, sometimes people are looking for those big picture answers, instead of going there, just start small.
Start,
you know,
right there.
Know who you are today and make a step. Make a commitment to making those steps, because God will direct where you're going.
Right.
Once you're wandering, you're lost.
Right. Absolutely. Betty, comment on that, if you will.
Oh, I'd love to. One of the things that we have to look at is in Scripture, in Psalm 57:2, says, "I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills His purpose for me." And you have to understand that nothing, God ordains us. He knows the numbers of hairs on our head. He knows our steps. He has a plan for us. And when we are roaming aimlessly, we are neglecting, and maybe not, we don't mean to, but we have to understand that God wants us in His kingdom.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
the first step. If you don't know Jesus, find Him. I mean, we can pray with you, you know,
yes.
through the prayer line.
Right.
It's to find Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Know Him as your personal Lord and Savior. And then take it baby steps at a time and understand through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, understand who Jesus is and what He wants for your life.
Amen.
And one of the things that you have to do is to tell the enemy, tell the devil,
as soon as you,
before your feet hit the floor, and we told us, "Daddy God, what do you want for me today? Where do you want me?" I mean, it's so simplistic. And again, I said this so many times on the radio, we make it so hard.
We make it so hard.
And we make it so hard. And we can't, I'm going to say this, it may sound harsh, but we can't make ourselves a pity party.
Right.
It's time that we put our big boots on.
That's right.
And it's time that we take the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
It's time, people. God needs us. The
yes.
harvest is so
yes.
so big, and the workers are so small. So if you think that God can't use you, try Him.
Right.
Try Him on, and see if He can't use you. Whether you're sweeping floors, you know, at a church, or if you're dusting, or if you're cleaning the commode, wherever you're at, God can use you.
Amen.
Because He does have a purpose for each and every one of us, because we were created in His image.
Amen.
And it's amazing what, you know, if we would just give God an opportunity, step outside of our box, step out of our comfort zone, and see what God has for us. Because, listeners, He does have a purpose for you.
Woo! And you know what, Betty and Angel? People Need the Lord by Avalon. Fits right here perfectly, doesn't it?
Amen.
Every day they pass me by. I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord.
People need the Lord.
People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord?
People need the Lord. I do. I know Angel and Betty both feel that they do. You may be one of those out there that just happened to bump into this show today. You need the Lord. Do you know Him? That's what this show is all about. Learning that we need God. We've just been talking as we began this show today that the devil expects you to be a fearful person, wandering around aimlessly in life, having all kinds of problems with your finances, discouraged easily, full of weakness. That's what the devil expects of you. And you know what? We are putting our foot down today, Dr. Angel, in this new, as we are the last show of the old year, introducing their new series for the new year. And it's just the opposite of that. We are not going to tolerate this. We are putting our feet down on the promised land.
Absolutely, we are. We are anchoring both of our feet on that promised land.
Why?
Because that is where our strength comes from. You know, that's it. And without that strength, without that hope, without those promises.
Right.
I don't know where we'd be.
Exactly.
We'd be aimlessly wandering, depressed, and all these things that come with what the devil wants of us.
Yes.
You know, because that fulfillment is not in the world. That fulfillment is not in aiming some great career. Trust me, I went all the way. My fulfillment never has come from earning a PhD, 2 master's degrees, 2 bachelor's. My fulfillment comes from who I am in Christ.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, you can't earn it anywhere else. No. Just through him. Nothing will satisfy like he does.
Because his love for us is so intense. Just the way we are right this given moment. We don't have to do all this accomplishing great things and whatever. As God opens doors for us, yeah, sure, we want to accomplish all that God's desire is for our lives. But so often we get bogged down with thinking that we don't have anything to offer God, that we are just, you know, well, we don't have this, or we don't have this degree, or we don't have this personality or this look or whatever the case may be. You want to address that, Betty? Because it's not about what we don't have. It's about what we do have. And what we do have is the presence of Almighty God that is going to see us through no matter what we are going through.
Well, it's greater than he that is in us.
Amen.
World.
Amen.
And we have to come to that realization is that we are important, that we do matter, that there is nothing on this earth that matters more to the Lord than us.
That's
than
right.
Me, than you, than
all
God,
of us. Every one of us, the
all
audience.
Of us,
yes.
Every one of us.
Yes.
Is important in his eyes.
Yes.
We are his children. And if we look at it from a perspective of God's perspective, is that God sent his one and only son.
Right.
And he died on the cross. And who else could love you more than send his only son to
right.
die for you?
That's right.
And it was for the sins and for us to understand how much we are loved.
Amen.
And I think that sometimes that concept, it's hard for people to understand.
Oh, I agree.
How could he love me?
Right.
Well, the thing is how could he love me? How could he love you, Pastor? How could he love you, Angel? It's because he does. Love is one of the most important things that we can do in this
yes,
world.
Yes,
yes. Is to love one another. Because
Amen.
That's what God has commissioned us to do.
Yes.
Is to love one another. And his love endures forever. So if you think that you're not lovable enough, talk to God, and he will tell you through his word or through someone. You know, if you think, I can't work for God because I don't know the scriptures. And it's just like, you know, maybe being a part of the radio team, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I am, is I don't have enough knowledge of Christ. I don't have the credentials that you or Dr. Angel have. I just know that I have a burning desire
right.
to serve the Lord in whatever capacity.
That's that all it takes.
To be in. And that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
It's all it takes. It's that simplistic. I mean, I'm a children's church worker.
Right.
And I enjoy working with children. But my focus as I get older is changing. I'm focused more now into prayer and praising
right.
and understanding of spreading the word out as quickly as we can
yes.
so that everyone at some point in their life has heard about Jesus Christ. And I want people to understand that no matter what you've done, no matter where you are, no matter what you think you can't do, is that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Amen.
And understand that. Get that deep down into your I think you get this down in your gullet, get
right.
this down into your heart, down into the depth of your soul, and understand that you are one of the most important things in life to God is you. And
absolutely.
And recognize that.
Right. Well, with that said, the children of Israel went through a period of time, and our Bibles begin in the book of Genesis. Of course, with Adam and Eve. But then we soon are introduced in about chapter 12 to a guy named Abram. And Abram has his name changed to Abraham at some point, father of nations or many people. And And Abraham was given a promise by Almighty God clear back about 1900 years before Jesus was born. So we're going back in history before what we've been talking about the last month, which is the celebration of the birth of Jesus. We're going back 1800 or 1900 years before that. And Abraham was given a promise by God. And God said to Abraham, look up and see the stars of the sky. Your descendants will be so many like the stars of the sky. You can't even count them. And then he said, look at the sand under your feet. Your descendants will be like the sand under your feet. So many that you can't count them. We are fast forward now over 2,000 years past the birth of Jesus. So almost 4,000 years later. And are there a whole lot of descendants of Abraham? Yes, a ton of them that are actually the Jewish nation. And those of us who believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and we are what they call the engrafted ones, children of Israel. And we are part of that group because we believe that Jesus Christ is our Messiah and our Lord and Savior. With that said, we fast forward to Moses, and in Deuteronomy 31, and I want to just pick up a little bit right here in Deuteronomy 31 for a moment, because as Deuteronomy 31 begins, Moses is 120 years old that day. It's his birthday when he writes this, which is pretty cool that he wrote this on his birthday. 120 years old. The first 40 years of Moses' life, he was the adopted child of the king or pharaoh of Egypt's daughter. So he was the grandson of royalty by adoption. And he lived in the palace for 40 years. And then he made a very critical mistake and killed an Egyptian, and they found out about it. And so he ran for his life out to the wilderness. There he was a shepherd of physical animal sheep, not what we call Christian sheep. These were physical sheep. And he was a shepherd in the wilderness and out there for 40 years. So now he is 80 years old when God calls him to go back to Egypt and bring the children of Israel out of bondage. They had been in bondage 430 to the day. That just boggles my mind, Angel. To the day. And 430 years later, four is the number for worldwide outreach and evangelism. 30 is the number for God's anointing in our lives, his presence. On that day, God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt through the hand of Moses. It's God's hand doing all the work. They went and they crossed the Red Sea, etc. They ended up in the wilderness. A 13-day journey to the promised land is what it would have been. However, because of their rebellion, because of their stubbornness, because they refused to submit to Almighty God, they walked in the wilderness 40 years till that whole generation died off. That's crazy. You know, Angel, I don't know about you, but I mean, a lot of times we walk in our wilderness times of our lives, things like we just described at the top of the show, things walking around aimlessly in life, being afraid, going back over playing old mistakes and all of that because we refuse to be delivered out of that. Really, we're stubborn. Talk to me about that, and then I'll go to Betty.
Oh, wow. We are stubborn, and we are impatient.
Yes, we are.
One thing I can tell you, because when I think about this perspective, like, oh, my goodness, they wandered for 40 years. Like, that is a long time. And, you know, we're going through a difficulty for a few months or half a year or maybe a couple years, and we're just like, this is forever, and how long can we endure this? And,
right.
You know, and to put that in a perspective of 40 years, that's a long, long time to be enduring wilderness experiences.
Walking around the same mountain.
Wandering
over and over
aimlessly.
Again. Aimlessly. Wandering aimlessly.
And, you know, and the thing is, it goes to show, we got to get rid of that stubborn side of us before we can start having that purpose and get to where God wants us to go. And some of us are very stubborn, and it takes a long time of wandering aimlessly for us to start laying that down.
And I think that's one reason God laid this series on my heart right now. The Promised Land is the name of the series, because God has a promised land for each of us. It may not be a physical new location to live in, as Betty and Joe went to Michigan and Megan and Ben in the last year or so. But it is a new place in God where he's taking us, Betty, out from what we've been used to, wandering around, not knowing how we are going to accomplish this or that, or just having days of depression, discouragement, weakness. God wants to bring us out of all that into our promised land, where what the Bible calls the land of milk and honey, where we are being sustained with the protein or the nutrients of milk and honey. It is really just a metaphor for all the blessings of God, walking away from the past into what is new. Talk to us about that, Betty. That's where we're headed, and that's where Moses was taking the children of Israel.
Well, you know, when you told us, you know, basically what scriptures, you know, to look at, is right. I like it when you called it the big shift.
Right. It's a big shift.
It is happening. It happens with probably a lot of us. We have this shift in our Christian walk.
Right.
Is that we can be depressed. We can, you know, one of those, I just don't have any reason, any way to, why I should even get up out of bed.
Right.
That's what we have to put behind us. We
yes.
have to put unforgiveness behind us. We have got to put the past behind us. And we have got to say, God, it's you. It's not me. It's your will be done.
Amen. Amen.
And it takes, I hate to bring this up again, but surrender.
Yes.
Is we have to understand that to let go, we have to surrender that to God and let him take care of it. And for us to quit, you know, quit holding on to it, quit holding on to the past.
Amen.
Quit holding on to, I can't do this because
yes.
I'm not equipped enough.
Yes.
You have to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
I mean, that has to be a resounding
it does.
Statement.
It does.
It has to be because we have to understand that to shift, just like Moses did, just like Joshua did, there's always been a shift in the scriptures. There's been a shift even from in the Old Testament. There's been shifts in the New Testament. And if we get down into the Word, we can see those shifts
right.
come. And what it produced for the people that they let it happen to, that they accepted it. And they said, okay, God, I'm letting fear go. I'm letting discouragement go.
Right.
I'm going to do what you want me to do. It's not my will, but yours be done.
Amen. Amen. And so with that, and that's right on, right on. And with this, with Moses in Deuteronomy 31, on his 120th birthday, God said, well, now you're getting ready to go into the promised land. But guess what, Moses? You've served your purpose. Moses led those grumbling, miserable, rebellious people around the same mountain for 40 years. He was the leader who put up with that. And that's a whole nother story of everything Moses had to put up with. You find that in the book of Exodus and Numbers. Very interesting. But we look at verse 6 of Deuteronomy 31, and we see that God says something very important to Moses, and he says it three times to him. And it is this: be strong, take courage, don't be intimidated. Don't give them a second thought, because God, your God, is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. Then Moses called Joshua, and he said to him, with all of Israel watching, same thing again: be strong, take courage. You, because Joshua was the one that was going to lead them into the promised land. Moses had done a lot of the difficult work for 120 years. Basically 80 years of ministry. And here he was, he said to him, with all of Israel watching, be strong, take courage. You will enter the land with this people, this land that God promised their ancestors they give them. You will make them proud possession of it. God is striding ahead of you. Does that hit you, Angel, or is it just me? God is striding ahead of you.
Oh, that hits hard. Yeah, that's awesome.
Isn't it?
Yes. He's paving a way.
He's paving the way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way, right?
Yes.
And there we are with that. And he says, you will make them the proud possessors of God, possessors of it. And God is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. Don't be intimidated. Don't worry. These are the things the devil wants us to do. Be intimidated and worry. Listen to this song, You Deliver Me by Selah. Love this song. Let it speak to your heart right now.
This powerful emotion lifts me up above the plane. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go. Showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When I feel like I can't go on, you deliver me. When the road is winding, way too long, you deliver me. You deliver me. Yeah. Oh. I feel like a sinner. Sins have been washed clean. An absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven. Sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given.
Love that song. When the road seems long, maybe you're going through some very difficult times right now in your life, when it seems like you're never going to make any progress, you're never going to get to where you're going. I wonder if Moses felt that way as he's leading that stubborn, rebellious people around the same mountain for 40 years. I mean, sometimes we go through things that last a long time, Betty. They last a long time, and we get so impatient, and we get so wondering what God is doing, and And here with Moses, he's leading these same people. And then the day comes on his 120th birthday. How like God. I mean, so exact and with his timing. And he goes, Moses, hey, you're going to be relieved of your duties now. It's time for the children of Israel to go into the promised land. And Joshua's going to lead them and not you. And that completed Moses' life. He goes on and talks a little bit here. God shows us some things that were said to Moses. But Betty, don't you find that interesting? After all of that, he did not see. He was part of the preparation for the promised land. He was the one that led them out of Egypt, but he was not the one to lead them in. But all along, it was God who led them out and God who led them in. But Moses was not the physical person to do it.
No, and I think that when you talk about that shift or that Kairos moment where God says, okay, Moses, you know, well done, my faithful and kind servant, is that, you know, you brought them this far. You know, they gave Moses, probably gave him some gray hairs.
I'm sure.
All the rebellious and the things that they had done. But it's time, once we have completed our mission in life, we understand that sometimes it is hard to let go. And I don't know whether Moses, you know, was glad to say, you know, be able to take a breath and say, okay, Joshua, you know, you can take them, you know, how he would feel of, you know, for, you know, that many years of trying to get all of these people into one place, you know.
40 years.
You know, that many years. I mean, I think of pastors, you know, who have set, you know, been pastors and have said, why am I doing this?
Right.
Why do I keep bumping my head against the wall? But Moses, I'm sure at times bumped his head against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
But he led them because God prepares each of us
right
for the work that he wants us
yes,
to do.
Yes, he does.
And sometimes that work may take just a little bit longer for some than it does for others. And that's where, you know, we talked about many months ago about the waiting room.
Yeah.
And patience.
Right.
Of how long it takes some, and it doesn't take so long for others. But during those waiting times, during those trials and tribulations, God is refining us.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving us an opportunity to grow and or to rest. As in Moses' case, he was going to let him rest.
Right.
And then, of course, then, you know, other things transpired. But it was a time for Moses, I think, to rest.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had done the work that God had wanted
him to do.
More than one occasion. You know, Moses was there. You know, he wasn't afraid. He stood his ground. he did exactly what God told him, you know, on, like I say, numerous occasions from the bush to, you know, the Ten Commandments.
Sure.
The parting of the Red Sea.
Right,
I mean,
all those things.
I mean, look at all of those monumental things that he had led them through and had done, and even at the very beginning, convincing
right
them to let his people go, let God's people go. And, I mean, all of the things that he went through, I mean, to this day, I can't imagine what all he went through.
Right.
And it was most of his time to say, you know, God told him, well done, buddy, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not what he said to him, but, you know.
Oh, I think he did.
With what Moses did, he was very pleased.
He was. And so he chose that day. It's cool that God knows our birthdays. Angel,
yeah,
comment on that before we get here to the top of the hour, all that Betty was just saying, Angel.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about how challenging that must have been for him to lead those people around, as Betty was talking about that. I just went on a family vacation for 7 days, and just running 20 people around drove me insane. So I couldn't imagine all those people that long. Wow. Gives me a whole new respect for him.
Yes.
But you know what? It is really all about God.
Are you saying the family cruise was wonderful?
Oh, it was so wonderful.
Okay, that's what I thought you were saying.
And exhausting because I was the leader of the pack. So
it's hard to imagine how she got to be leader of the pack.
But yeah, just getting 20 people to be at one place at one time is such a hard a feat sometimes. So I can only imagine what that was really like. without all modern technologies that for poor Moses there, but it is really God's timing, and his timing is his timing, and it doesn't always look the way we think it's going to look. It doesn't always come the time we think it's supposed to come. And when that doesn't happen the way we thought it should happen,
right.
When we thought it should happen, the way we thought it should happen,
oh, yeah.
We blame God. And
we
where were you, God? And why didn't you? God's not doing anything for me. And we got to stop that mentality.
We do. Yes, because it's self-defeating.
Absolutely is.
And in this new series of the Promised Land and in our new lives in this new year, we need to be looking for those blessings that God is bringing our way and counting those blessings. One of our people has a new business on Etsy, and you can find it, Suddenly Creations, and Becky Pritt, one of our Beaconites. And in this, her what she's making are these blessing boxes. Did you see what she wrote in that one for my daughter?
No, I did not.
It was, there's got to be at least one blessing a day. Write it down and put it here in this box. And I love that idea because we so often, we can certainly write down all the things that are wrong in our lives, but we rarely take the time to write down what the blessing is.
That's very true.
Yeah, so we got to talk more about this in the next couple minutes. We're excited that you're joining us today, maybe live or maybe later on podcast. And you can always listen to shows you've missed right here on www.tantalknetwork.com. Go to the tab that says podcast. Go down to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and look for the dates and the ones that you've missed and catch up. At the end of the month, which will be soon this next week, our webmaster will put all the shows from November and December on our website, bohmglobal.com. So you can go there also to catch shows. There's hundreds of them on our website. We just have to keep growing our website, Angel, because we are just full of radio shows there. But why are we doing that?
Wow. Well, first of all, putting them up on the website, anyone can listen anytime and they can find what they need to hear when they need to hear it. Everyone's not always available when we go live, and that's an awesome resource out there.
It sure is. So we encourage you to check it out, bohmglobal.com, and go to radio broadcasts, and there's a whole bunch of them for many, many years. So, and Angel, real quick, and then we'll go to Betty. Just mention our life coaching show again real quick.
Thursdays on this station at 6:06 is Go Yard. It's our life coaching show. It's about giving our listeners tools and skills to live practical living, to live successfully, to live happily, to live on top of their circumstances instead of under them. So join us, me, Dr. Angel, and Mama Mac.
That's me.
Yeah, your alter ego.
And yeah, and you know, for 5 years we've been doing this. We're in our fifth year. And I got to say that every week I look forward to these shows, and they are so practical, but yet they're so full of God's principles, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's more of a secular show, I suppose we could call it that, but it's full of God's principles.
Absolutely it is.
So before we go to Betty about the prayer line, we got to get up here to the top of the hour and do the station ID, and then we'll go to Betty and she can tell us what she's involved in the ministry.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen